Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
As the Platters bring us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Erwin Lutzer, Pastor Erwin Lutzer. He was a minister, senior minister for his church, the Moody Church, for many years, and he's the author. One of his books, his new one, is called We Will Not Be Silenced. It's all about our fight, folks. We have to find a way to defend our First Amendment, the right to speak, and because everything else is built on that, folks. And all of your liberties are foundation. The foundation of every one of your liberties is speech. And if we lose that, we lose everything. And Erwin, one of the things that I know you're trying to get across to people, as am I, is that includes if we're uncomfortable when somebody says something that we don't like. We have to get back to understanding that it's their right to say that, don't we?
We really do, and I point out in the book that universities today, if students hear something that offends them or something they don't like, they have to retreat to a safe place where they can lick the wounds of their unappreciated victimhood.
Somebody licks the red off their candy. I want to move over though and talk about this book banning and the Clarence Thomas, for example, the Clarence Thomas documentary. I mean, my God, why would Amazon? What do you think is behind Amazon thinking that it's okay to cancel Clarence Thomas's documentary? Supreme Court
well,
Justice Thomas.
These kinds of platforms want to control what we can say and what we can't. And because they're driven by leftist ideology, we can see here that they want to ban alternative speech. Now, what's lying behind that, people must understand the difference between classical Marxism and cultural Marxism. Cultural Marxism says we can bring about a Marxist state incrementally. Mm-hmm. We do not have to have a revolution
overthrow
like we have in Russia and China. Yeah. We just have to control the media. We have to control education, law, and so forth, and vote for the right people, and we can bring it in. So that's what lies behind this cancel culture.
Are you worried about the church, the Christianity? And Judaism?
I'm worried about the church. And in my book, Jim, what I do is, at the end of every chapter, I have what the response of the church should be, because I see the church submitting to the culture, especially in matters of sexuality and the like. I see the church submitting to the culture rather than standing against it. And what I want to encourage the church to do is to put a stake in the ground and say, here we stand, we can do no other, and we have to take the heat. You know, we've been talking about freedom of religion and how important that is and freedom of speech, but I have to tell you, Jim, throughout the history of the church, frequently the church has not had freedom of religion and freedom of speech, and still you have people who were faithful. Just ask the martyrs. They died because they were faithful to God in the midst of a culture that didn't allow them to speak and allow them to believe as they wanted to. So we here in America have always thought that our freedoms were enshrined in the Constitution and they would be ours, but we see today that that is being vilified in many respects. And so what we have to do is to stand for truth, to stand for the gospel, to stand where the Bible stands on issues, and we have to take the heat.
Erwin, one of the things that I'm concerned about is that I've been saying now for a long time, really for at least 10 years, that we are already in World War III. And I began thinking of it when our systems were being breached over the internet. But now I realize that with the pandemic and other things, we have already been invaded. And World War III is already underway and is not a Cold War. It's a real war with weapons. What do you think?
Well, I don't know about that last statement. It's a real war with weapons. It certainly is a real war.
It's not bullets. I don't mean bullet weapons. But when you breach the federal government, like happened with SolarWinds, that's an assault. That's an invasion.
Well, what we have to do is to recognize that ultimately it is a battle of ideas. It's a battle that we need to be able to win. And if we don't win it, Jim, I go back to my original statement, we have to be faithful no matter what. And we can call this battle whatever we want. Many of us believe that behind everything that's happening, there are huge spiritual forces.
Yep.
Christians understand that. That's why we need a lot of repentance, a lot of prayer, but also a lot of courage. Because we cannot submit to the culture and think that we can blend in and still have an influence.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stand for truth and allow that to be our banner and to take criticism as a mark of obedience to Jesus, who predicted that days like this would come.
Irwin, do you have a website?
Yes. If people would like to have my book, by the way, and if they'd like to help us with the media ministry, they can go to MCM offer. MCM stands for Moody Church Media. MCM offer, all one word, OFFER. MCM offer, all one word.
What, .com.
Or they can go to Amazon and they can find it there. We will not be silenced.
Hey, Irwin, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thanks. Congratulations on the book. Irwin Lutzer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. That's all I've got for
myself, if you please. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.